This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Switz and it's Morning Devotions. Back in 1972, the movie came out, Play It Again, Sam, and you had Woody Allen and Diane Keaton. And Woody Allen says to her, "I've figured out the secret to being successful in life." She looked at him as if to say, "Well, how come you can't even tie up your shoelaces? What would you know about the secret of being successful in life?" And Woody Allen, in the part he plays, says, "Being successful is 80% showing up. 80% of being successful in life is just showing up." Now, I wonder what he's really saying here. Perhaps he means that life can be successful if we apply ourselves and turn up to whatever we have to do, being attentive to life, or giving ourselves to the task at hand, whatever that might be, and not wishing to be somewhere else. So I think that sometimes we waste a lot of time and energy wishing we were doing something else or being somewhere else. I'm also talking about our need to accept ourselves for who we are and opening our heart and mind to what's happening. I think it's like a willingness to embrace who we are today. So do you live an open life? Do you love and appreciate yourself and others and try to understand who you are? And yes, you are a child of God. God has made you. But I'm wondering why we spend so much energy trying to be somebody else or comparing ourselves to others. And I believe that once we know that God loves us, warts and all, we're better able to accept life as it is every day, even when we're not feeling very positive about life. It's good to have friends who support and accept us, but this can become a problem when it's something we must have. It's like saying, "Yeah, well, look, I'm okay as long as others think that I'm okay." So we need to stop being afraid of what others think of us. So having a meaningful relationship with God actually helps us cope better with life. So another way of putting it is what we call living in denial. It was the Canadian singer-songwriter Leonard Cohen who sang the song Anthem. And in the song, the lyrics say, "Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in." And that's a good insight, actually. I think he was saying, don't think you've got to be perfect to accomplish the best in life. And then Rabbi Harold Kushner, he wrote a book called How Good Do We Have to Be? And part of what he says, the more I have dealt with people's problems and the more I've learned to look at my own life, the more convinced, he says, I've become that a lot of misery could be traced back to this one mistaken notion that we need to be perfect for people to love us. And we forget that love if we ever fall short of perfection. So falling short of perfection, I mean, I can't be perfect and neither can you. And yet the amazing thing is that God uses us the way we are. We're sinful, limited, we're weak, and yet God uses us to let his light shine in. So can you accept yourself the way you are? Can I live with a sense of contentment within my own limitations? And I think once we sort that out, we could save a lot of personal heartache. We say, "I wish I was like the other person." And really, when you think about it, it's quite ridiculous. It's like saying, "I wish I could fly." These are really unhealthy attitudes. Maybe at school you were picked on and thought that you weren't smart enough. Have you said recently, "I could do something worthwhile with my life if I had more ability"? Now, Jesus told the story in Matthew 25, the three servants who had to invest his money while he went away. Now, two of these servants did well, the third one didn't. He was condemned because he hid the 1,000 coins. So we have a sense in which we may have ability in one thing, but not so much ability in the other. And yet we shouldn't become discouraged, because actually God then moves toward us in love and says, "Nothing shall ever separate you from my love." So I think it's all about accepting life as it comes. Heavenly Father, there's a tremendous lesson here. Help us, Lord, to look at ourselves realistically and to know that day by day we can accept ourselves for who we are, knowing that you love us. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.